As you see in that 10th chapter of Matthew, we hear that profound line from Christ today. Without cost, you have received. Therefore, without cost, you are to give. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give. What did you or I do ever to merit the great gift of our faith? What did you or I ever do to merit the gift of the Eucharist? What did you or I ever do to merit somehow all the graces that God has bestowed on us in this life? We know the answer is ultimately nothing, because that's the nature of grace, is that it is a gift. It was given to us. And it was freely given to us. Our very existence is a grace. It's a gift. I know for sure the world is not contingent on my existence, and it would spin without me. My very existence is a gift. Everything, as St. Teresa of Lisieux used to say, everything is grace. In other words, everything is a gift. Friends, for you and I, as Christians, as Catholics, who have received this great gift of faith, that we didn't merit, we didn't earn it, but we've received it, we've been given it, we precisely have to give it away all the more. If you want to come and fully possess your faith, I tell people this often, if you want to get to a place where you feel you fully possess your faith and you're grounded and rooted more than ever in your faith, step one, give your faith away. Share your faith with others. It's precisely, right, what the teachers always tell us. It's precisely in teaching a subject that we come to master that subject. Analogously with our faith, it's precisely in giving our faith away we come to receive it, to understand it, and to allow it to take root in us all the more. If we, however, turn in within ourselves into somewhat of a nuclear bunker with our faith, letting no one in and nothing out, it becomes stale. Becomes fragmented, and it begins to lose its dynamism and meaning. Without cost, we received all this, and without cost, we are to give it away. So my challenge to each of us, friends, let's look for an opportunity today, wherever that might be. Today, tomorrow, whenever you have a chance, look for an opportunity for the gift that brings you into this church this morning, this gift that you've received that maybe allows you to join us through live stream, your faith. Whatever it is, look for an opportunity to give it away to someone and to tell them the cause for your hope, to tell them the cause for your joy, to tell them the great gift you've received, which you received freely, which is why also freely you give it away.